Maseches Kelayim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tests, 1-9. This Mishnah is fascinating and a bit involved, and it goes off topic. We're talking about the case where a person stores his bulb vegetables, meaning a radish or a turnip, in the ground beneath a grapevine. So in the time of Chazal, they didn't have refrigeration, the air was dry, and when you're say your radish or turnip was fully grown, you'd pluck it from the ground. The problem is, it could store a long time, but it would get dried out in certain weather conditions, and of course, that would make it not have a great shelf life. So what people did is they stored their turnips or radishes in the ground, so they'd stay, you know, moist and not dry out. And everyone knew they did that. And the case for Mishnah is where you're doing that, you're taking your turnip or your radish and putting it in the ground for storage purposes. Many explain it means like you have a bundle of radishes that are, you know, bound together and putting them all in the ground. So it's clear to every onlooker that you're not planting radishes. You're simply storing radishes. So we're going to discuss if that's an issue of kilayim. Again, the Bartanura is focused on putting them together, but aside for him, it's an or. So the Mishnah reads, Hatomen, one who stores, hatmane is like insulate or preserves these lefes. A lefes is a turnip. Utsnonos, we'll translate it, Bartanura says and, but we'll translate it or for now. Or his tsnonos is radishes, tachas agefen, beneath a grapevine. So, imhayu mitzas olive magulin, provided that a few of the leaves are exposed above the ground. Then, and ignore that for now, the most one that's not significant with respect to kilayim, we'll come back to later on. Eino choshesh lo mishum kilayim. There's no reason to be afraid about kilayim. That is to say, the kilayim problem would be planting grains or greens in a vineyard, so planting your turnips or your radishes in a vineyard would be a problem. But here it's clear that you're not planting them, you're just storing them. So you, of course, since you don't intend to plant them, you're not over the issur of kilayim, and since everyone can see that's how you store turnips or radishes, no one will think you've done kilayim, so not even a maris lion problem, no problem at all. The Rambam understands that one of the conditions for it to not be a problem is that a few of the leaves are above the ground, because that's not the normal way necessarily of storing your turnips or radishes, but most don't learn that way. Most will learn that the leaves above the ground are only got to do with the Shabbos portion, which we'll see in a second. In any case, so, eino choshesh lo mishum kilayim, no reason to be afraid about kilayim halachas, v'lo mishum shvius, nor is there a problem of shvius. Now, the shvius problem, that's a Shemitah year, so you have two potential problems with Shemitah. Number one is you can't plant in the Shemitah year. That's the essential problem. That's the deraisa prohibition of planting or working the land or developing the crops. There's a separate iser derabanan of eating svichin, which are plants that grew by themselves automatically in the Shemitah year. That's an iser derabanan. The rabbi said you can't eat plants that grow even naturally in the derabanan, because otherwise people just were cheating the system and then planting illegally and then just pretending it grew an accident. So the point is on shvius, if you hide your radishes or your turnips in the ground beneath the geffen, you pull them up later on, no one will think that you planted them on Shemitah year because they can see that's how you store them, and no one will think that you're eating svichin because it's obvious then that these are just coming out for storage in bundles, etc. So no problem. Below mishum maestrus, there's also no problem of maestrus. The problem of maestrus could be a couple, again. For starters, you might be afraid that if you had maestred, meaning you tied these radishes, you put them back in the ground and you repluck them a second time, maybe there's a new tie to be done. The answer is no, there isn't. If the radishes grew further underground, it becomes a bit of a contentious issue, and machlokes are shown quite complex. I'm not discussing that whatsoever. Let's assume that these radishes did not grow further underground. The other issue of maestrus is that, you know, the certain years, there's two mini three-year cycles. So years one and two of the seven-year Shemitah cycle are maeser sheni years, and year three is a maeser ani year. Same goes four or five, maeser sheni, and year six, maeser ani. So let's say, for example, that you harvested these radishes in the second year, but you put them in the ground and pull them out the second time, it was ready the third year, you might think perhaps that now maybe they're going to be considered to be third-year crops and chaya for maeser ani instead of maeser sheni. Wrong. There's no shailas, no problem, nothing to be afraid with respect to maestrus. And finally, v'nitalim b'shabbos, you can pull them out even on Shabbos. Now that's a muktzah issue, and that's for sure why you need to have the alin, the leaves, to be protruding above the ground, because on Shabbos you have two potential problems of pulling turnips out of the ground. Number one, you have the problem of there's an isra deraisa of kotzer, of harvesting produce, and to pluck a turnip would be a toldo that, and you know, Isser Doraisa. But since these are not being harvested, they're just storage and pulled out a second time, no problem. The second potential problem would be one of mukta. The dirt in the ground is mukta. Mukta machas gufo is a strict kind of mukta. You couldn't move the dirt away, but you are allowed to move dirt if you're moving it, what's called tiltum minatsad, by indirect movement, where you're not intending to move the dirt, you're actually pulling one thing and the dirt is moved indirectly. So here, if you don't have to dig in the ground to move some dirt to get access to the turnip, which would be a problem of mukta, if you simply pull up the turnips from the green leaves that are sticking above the ground, even if sand gets displaced or soil gets moved, since that tiltum on its side, indirect, you're not intending to move the dirt particularly, you don't care if it moves, there's no problem. So those, all those things are not a problem. Let me just read that Mishnah one more time quickly to make sure it's perfectly clear now we've got it through. Hatomen lefes utznonos tachas agefen. If one stores his turnip, the bartender learns, and his radishes, tachas agefen, there's no problem of kilayim. Other Rishonim learn it's turnips or radishes under the grapevine, it's not a problem. Yuhayu mixas alav magulin, provided that there's certain leaves, some of the leaves are protruding above the ground and exposed. So then, by the Zagirsa, we have alav, most, it's probably alin, it's not its leaves, but the leaves. In any case, not a real big change there. Yuhayu mixas alin or alav magulin, if some of the leaves of the turnip or the radish are exposed. Again, the Rambam understands that's important for the halachas of kilayim, but most others not. They understand that you're storing these turnips or radishes in a bunch, and it's clear to everyone that you're not planting them, but just storing them. So then, ein chosheh lo mishum kilayim, no reason to be afraid of kilayim, because it's clear you're not planting them in a vineyard, you're just storing them in a vineyard, and no one will think that you are because they can see what you've done. Lo mishum shvias. Same goes, not a problem of the Shemitah lachas, because no one thinks you're planting, you're just storing in the Shemitah year, and no one thinks that they're Sfichin, because everyone knows you're just pulling out of the ground from storage previously. Below Mishum Maestras, there's no issue of Maestras, having to figure out which year it belongs to, or having to tie the second time. And Vinitalim Mishabbos, you can pull them out of the ground, as long as you hold on to the green stalks that are protruding from the ground, because then you're only moving the soil as tiltum and atzad, no mukta problem, and no deraisa problem of coats or of harvesting because they've been harvested already. Fine. Period. New paragraph. Now, this Mishnah does what so many Mishnayos do throughout Shas. At the end of a perek, instead of ending the perek on a clean topic and starting a new perek with the new topic, for some reason, this perek, as so many prakim do, end the previous perek with the main topic of the next perek. So that's happening here too. This is, so to speak, conceptually like a new paragraph, a new mission, a new topic. We're going now to the topic of Kilai Zraim, the prohibitions of planting mixed seeds. And the Mishnah says, Hazareh chito sorak achas. If one plants a wheat kernel and a barley corn at the same time, he intends to plant them together, harezeh kilayim. That's good old-fashioned kilayim. That's the Torah's prohibition of Kilai Zraim, of kilayim b'sadecha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, eino kilayim. He says, no, it's not kilayim. Why? Conceptually, the pasuk says, I'm going to read you the pasuk here, and actually the psukim, we're going to contrast them. The pasuk in Vayikra says, Eschukosai tishmeru, behemtecha lo sarbia kilayim, and sadecha lo sizra kilayim. Your field, in your field you shall not plant mixed seeds, etc. The pasuk continues, but anyways. And then in Devarim it says, lo sizra karmacha kilayim. You won't plant mixed seeds in your kerem, your vineyard. So Rabbi Yehuda understands the same way folks in the vineyard first. He understands that the isur of kilayim in a vineyard isn't planting grains or greens in a vineyard, like one planting wheat inside beneath the grape vine. That's not the understanding that he has. He understands that the Torah is prohibiting wheat and barley together in a vineyard. And that's the Sukkim in Devarim. And the Pasuk in Vayikra is prohibiting planting wheat and barley or any other two mixed seeds in a field. And the halakhas are different in terms of, we'll see more later on, in a field that's not an Isser Hana as opposed to in a vineyard is Isser Hana. It's prohibited to get any benefit from kilayim that grew inside a vineyard as opposed to in a field. Now, the same way that you don't have a vineyard until you got grapes there, you won't have a field, says Rehuda, unless you have something growing there already. So a totally barren, empty, you know, tilled piece of land is not a field yet. It doesn't become a field until you put some seed in the ground. And therefore, Rabbi Huda says, Rabbi Huda Omer, Enu kilayim ad shu shtei chitin usora. You need to have not one, but two wheat kernels and a barley kernel, because one wheat kernel makes it a sade, and the second wheat kernel combining with the barley kernel makes for kilayim in a sade. Ochita ushtei sorim, nothing magic about wheat. It could be that you have two barley seeds. The first barley seed makes it into the sade, and then you've got a barley seed plus wheat seed. Or even ochita usoro kusemes, or you could have three different kinds of seeds, one wheat, one barley, and one spelt. Again, the first one that goes in the ground, so to speak, one of them makes into a field, and the other two are the kilayim in that field. So Rabbi Yehuda will understand that a field and a kerem both need to be there independent of the kilayim. So in a vineyard, we'll see that Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold, it's not kilay a kerem, kilayim in a vineyard, unless you have grapes plus two more species, wheat and barley together. Others will learn that simply putting wheat or barley beneath grapevine would be the problem of kilayim in a